Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Will from National Opinions Survey. I'm looking to speak to Mr. Capers.
This is he.
Mr. Capers, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. First question, I need to know that you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. May I ask your age? How old are you?
25.
Thank you. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in office, 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated, 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you, sir. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Where it's heading?
Yeah. The way the country is dissatisfied. Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID-19 pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
One thing you just said, I feel like funding Ukraine.
Okay, that's an answer. Funding Ukraine. Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members in Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it's very important to you, a 5 if it's somewhat important to you, and 0 means that it's not important at all. Number 1, making housing more affordable. How important is that to you?
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10,000. 10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10,000.
Reducing crime.
10.
Ensuring our borders and secure.
5.
Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess. Approve?
That would be strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Disapprove.
That will be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. I like to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Mega Republicans. Crazy.
Ten.
Okay. Marianne Williamson.
Five.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
One.
Thank you. Black Pack.
I'd say maybe about 70.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I'd say 60.
60, thank you. Next question. Yes, so you know we are at 50%. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Colonel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
I guess it would have to be Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all worried.
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Number one, some people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all these attacks. Second statement, other people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African American communities. Which one you agree with the most?
Oh, disrespectful thing.
Wow. I would say the most, the first.
The first one. That will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah.
That will be yes a lot, yes some, yes a little, or nothing at all?
Yes a lot.
Yes a lot. Thank you. And has what you heard or seen recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
That will be much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Okay, thank you. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, please tell me how important that is to you. Number one, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history.
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive.
Very important.
Thank you. Establish Juneteenth as federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help them keep in their homes.
Very important.
Thank you. Next question. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given to why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. When we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden puts the first African-American woman, Ms. Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of her vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as the federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Young vote, your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. 0 to 10. How convincing that is to you?
8.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? A brief statement.
What stood out the most to me, I would say, is about, you know, keeping people in their homes. I think that's very important. Housing insecurity is a major issue in a lot of urban cities, and I live in a large urban city myself. So,
thank you, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Apple News.
You said Apple News?
Yeah, Apple News.
No.
No. YouTube.
Yes.
TikTok.
No.
Snapchat.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. And thinking about your neighborhood where you live, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone, or none of your neighbors are white?
I don't know about half, but I know there's a good amount.
So it will be less than half.
Yeah, less than half. Okay.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Just one.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time. We appreciate every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.